Hey, coming up, we got Chris, the Tool Man Duke, tools and tips for the DIYer. See, this is In Wheel Time on Yahoo Sports Radio 1560. Look who's on the phone.
Friend
of this show. It's the Tool Man, Chris, the Tool Man Duke. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, you guys. Hey, I'm watching you again like last time, and you're looking good.
Thank you very much. It's kind of a scary thing, isn't it?
Yes. Well, so, I see some other people in your studio.
Yes, we have Kristen Barclay, and Kristen is a blogger, what we call a... What did you call yourself?
A lifestyle blogger. That does automotive sometimes.
She does automotive blogging.
That's one of those bloggers that can just write about anything.
Anything, exactly.
You get me, Chris. Thank you. Yes. See, someone gets me.
Yeah, it's all good.
And you can get free stuff from everybody, too.
Yeah, that's right. And free trips, too.
It's not free. Thank you. Yes. No, it's not free. You have to work for that. It's not free.
Yeah. That is true. But, Chris, what's going on in the world of the tool man these days?
Well, lots of stuff. You know, I'm a Craftsman spokesperson, and, you know, they've got some new stuff coming out. They've got some new tools coming out, and they've got some new stuff for the garage coming out. So,
and, you know, the bad thing about it is it just so happens that the timing of this new stuff just happens to fall into that time of the year when you start thinking about, shut my mouth, Christmas.
You betcha.
Yeah, in fact, through my show, Motors TV, we've got the we're doing this again this year, the Motors Mega Craftsman Christmas, and we give away a ton of stuff, Craftsman garage storage as well as tools and stuff from other companies as well. This December, actually, I think it's going to start right after Thanksgiving. So we have our huge giveaway. Usually, we give away a tool every month, but for the holidays, we give away a huge package. So we look forward to that. But one of the things that we're giving away this month, we have a monthly tool giveaway through Craftsman, and the thing that we're giving away this month is their latest garage door opener. So that's one of the things that I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
Because Craftsman is the number one brand of garage door openers. And not only do I have one and I love the thing, but we're giving away one this month. So if you go to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/MotorsTV, that's MOTORZ TV, or just go to our website. You'll find a link there too. But they've updated them. And so now they're much easier to set up, and they've got some automatic force settings and some push-down button limit settings. The remote control has a longer range, and it also helps limit the interference from other radio frequencies in the area. And I don't know about you guys, but I've got a ton of like computers and gadgets and stuff all over my home. And so I frequently, just with my own things, you know, with wireless mice and things like that, encounter issues with them not being able to communicate properly with, you know, where they're supposed to be talking.
I like it when the garbage man goes down the street and all of a sudden the garage door opens. I've not quite figured that out yet, but...
Well, that's because there's all these frequencies going on, but they've got some new tri-frequency radio that helps eliminate all those interferences, so that's one of the updates as well. So one of the other things that's really cool about this garage door opener is it's a SureLink connectivity. What it is, it's like a little plastic hub that you hook up to your internet router at home, and that allows you to use any smartphone like an iPhone or an Android phone to communicate with your garage door opener. So not only can you tell whether or not it's open, but as long as you've got connectivity to that device from anywhere in the world, you can open and close your garage door. So I use that all the time.
The kid left the garage door open. You're going, darn it.
I got to drive all the way back home to close the garage door. But, it's interesting. Now you can be anywhere in the world and talk to your garage door. I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that happens, you know, that's a nice thing if you need to let somebody into your home and you frequently use your door to your garage door open, to your house. That's a real easy way to let somebody into your house.
That is actually
send you a text or whatever, and you open up the garage door and let them in.
That is actually a really, really cool feature.
It really is.
It's like, wow, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah. So the only thing that I want them to do, and I've made this request, is, you know, I've got an iPhone with Siri. I want to be able to just talk to Siri and tell her to open up my garage door. But you still have to open up the app, and, you know, it shows your garage door. You just tap it, and it opens. It's just a couple extra steps. But now, I don't know about you guys, but is your garage door super noisy?
Yeah.
Does everybody in your neighborhood hear you when you
Almost.
Come home?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, I had that too with the garage door opener that came with the home that we bought. And it was the loudest thing. I knew when my neighbors came home. They knew when I came home. It was just obnoxious. And the cool thing about the Craftsman is that they have this new belt drive. They've got the chain drive, which is the traditional type of garage door opener, but they also have a belt-driven one. And when this thing opens, all you hear is the garage door just kind of cracking. And it's scary because you don't know when somebody's actually coming home. It's super quiet. So all of their garage door openers dating back to 1998, or most of them, can be upgraded with this smartphone control kit, which is really cool. And so those are kind of some big updates to the garage door opener series.
And I just have to share with you that I always it's just right there at my comfort level of putting the thing together,
yeah,
and then getting it up there on the ceiling, and then when you're all done with it, you feel like, yeah, I actually did
got
that.
It
it's
done.
All mine.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier, obviously, if you're replacing one because, you know, things are already there, too. But
there's
some other really cool things about these garage door openers that a lot of others don't have. They've got a die-hard battery backup, so if you do have a power outage, you can still open and close the darn thing.
And let me tell you something, that's major also.
In Houston, that's a big deal.
Yeah. Yep. Well, here in San Diego, too, but we got rolling blackouts and things like that. And their wall control. You know, just the push button that's in there that you put on the wall. It's got a motion sensor, so as soon as you step out into the garage, that the light will automatically turn on and turn off, obviously, when it detects that you're not there anymore. So, but it's got the normal things like a wireless keypad for outside and remotes for your vehicle. So those are just standard things.
So what is the MSRP on this thing? $1,000?
They've got no. They're like $200 to $300.
So they're competitive with all the other ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They've got all these great, you know, cutting-edge, innovative features, but, you know, you can just go down to your local Sears store and pick one up.
Wow.
That's not that much.
Sounds like we need to check that out.
All right. Well, Chris, hey, it's always great to talk to you, and we always like to tune in to Motors TV and find out what's going on and get the latest from you, especially when it comes to the tool thing.
Yeah, thanks. Well, we didn't get a chance to talk about tools a whole lot right now, but I'm talking about tools all the time at my website, which is chrisduke.tv. I've got a blog there, and constantly talking about things. So check that out, too.
It sounds great, man, and it's good to talk to you. Hey, let's check in maybe in a month or 6 weeks or so and see what's coming out for Christmas.
Yeah, I need to talk about tools with you guys some more.
Well, we always love talking tools. So let's do it, and you got a date.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Chris.